For dinner, Pater had chosen Raymond's, that year's fashionable restaurant. She steered him away from discussing the Zenebra trials 2 days away. He wanted her to dissect all the other competitors for his amusement.
It's not right. They are my friends as well as my fellow competitors. It's not honorable to pick them apart like that.
She touched the table controls and brought up the chessboard.
Let's play.
Don't be naive, Cecilia.
She couldn't tell whether Pater had rejuved again. He still dressed more like an actor in some deep historical play.
There's no place in real life for honor. In sports, perhaps.
He picked up a black knight and a white and made them bow to each other.
But even you know that what really matters is winning.
He clashed the pieces together.
If you break the rules, they eliminate you.
Then you might say that Bunny broke the rules.
You...
Cecilia, the rules are on a different level when you're talking about realities. Surely you know that. Men like Bunny make the rules until someone else displaces them.
He pushed the white king along the board, knocking the other pieces askew, until it rested on the edge of the board.
Yet there are always rules beyond rules. The rules that keep a man in his place, or move him away.
His finger touched the game piece. It teetered a moment on the edge of the table, then fell.
I see.
Cecilia didn't understand about Bunny yet. What rules he had broken that brought this man and his faction to the desperate action they had taken. She didn't understand why he had hinted so broadly, or what he expected her to do about it.
I do wonder what, if anything, the new Texas God-fearing militia has to do with rejuvenance.
Pater relaxed, just that fraction which told her she had chosen the safer alternative at that conversational fence.
People need something to blame for their disappointments. As some opportunities are foreclosed, others must be seen to open, or unrest might become general.
Again, he waited for her, that indulgent smile which told her he expected her to be slow to understand. She hated that patience. If this was what she would become as a rejuvenant, she might just as well run her horse over a cliff and be done with it.
I see what you mean, Pater. Those who cannot afford rejuvenation, or who are simply impatient, see ahead of them a lifetime of blocked opportunities. Blocked by the rejuvenance. But the universe is large. If they are discontented and ambitious enough, there are colony worlds.
Theft is always more profitable, until the thief is caught.
That's...
She was about to say ridiculous, when a tension in Pater's face silenced her. She had too much to think about, and she did not really want to think about any of it. Of what use were her wealth and her skills and her rejuvenated body if she couldn't do what she liked without having to worry about the rest of the universe? What she had wanted, what she hoped to gain, was a long life full of her own particular pleasures, which began, though they did not end, in that stable block on Rotterdam, which centered on horses and the people who had identified themselves as horse people since long before humans left old Earth. She reminded herself that she had time for both now. No longer need she fear the advancing years, the aging of joints and bones that would make her slower, clumsier. She could afford to spend a few months now dealing with whatever complication Pater meant without losing it. But she didn't want to. And Pater knew that.
What a toad he is, after all.
He would dangle some conspiracy in front of her for his own amusement, sure that she could not concentrate on anything but horses for long enough to learn anything dangerous or do anything. He had turned the conversation back to the trials, to her chances and his.
I think you're quite right to ride, anyway. After all, it's too late to attend any ceremony.
The horse is ready, and so am I. You're staying, too.
For the same reasons. I'm ready, my horse is ready, and my competition is here.
And because it gave him a strong, apparent alibi, while someone had plotted Bunny's assassination, Pater had been very publicly visible a very long way away, supervising his horse in training for the senior trials. Cecilia knew it would have been possible to have it done. Anyone knew that. But finding and proving the links would be more difficult and dangerous. Cecilia was, she discovered on the day, more ready than she knew for this particular event. While nothing could make the senior trials effortless, she was hardly aware of the effort she exerted. Seniority reacted well to her detached calmness and put in faultless cross-country and stadium rounds, which in the end were enough to win when the dressage leader, also faultless in cross-country, had a rail down the next day. Liam Ardahi had to withdraw during the cross-country when Plantagenet refused the water repeatedly. Cecilia wondered if that were entirely an accident. Plantagenet had always been bold into water. But if Pater wanted her distracted by a major win, he was ruthlessly competitive, but he had won a much larger competition, as he saw it. She smiled for the press on her victory gallop and remembered to thank all her staff, enclosing a personal note with the bonus credit each received. At the reception that evening, she wore her amber necklace carved in the likeness of Epona. Like that enigmatic goddess, she smiled and accepted congratulations, finally pleading a sore elbow in order to leave before midnight. An hour later, wearing a groom's overall, she was hacking down the dark road to the spaceport on Max, whose alert ears and brisk movement revealed that the horse, at least, thought this was a fine idea. If anyone asked, her ground car was parked in the stable lot, and everyone knew that she was likely to have gone to the stables to end the night celebration there. Colum had had Max saddled for her. An extra hack would do that one no harm, but had been out of sight when she led the horse out. 5 kilometers away, where a service road met the tracks of A course, Phase C, Dale waited with the truck and trailer, in which a horse stamped its impatience. Roz had driven her own battered little ground car. Cecilia swung off Max, helped load him in the trailer beside Dulcie. Max could be difficult to load in an empty trailer, then struggled with the car's cranky driver's side door. Roz slammed it from outside and climbed into the truck. Ceci drove off alone to the regional airport.